Find out why and how this week is all about the kidneys and stress in this Medical Wellness Astrology episode. Hello and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the week ahead through the lens of astrology with a view to helping you make more confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, a fourth year associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show every Friday morning. This episode is the second in the new weekly format for the Wellness and Medical Astrology Show, assessing the very same planetary movements, but through the lens of medical astrology only. And this week I'm including individualized wellness sign readings too, because though these aspects do impact you generally, some may be very specific and more pointed based on your sign. I'll look at each wellness horoscope by combining the solar chart and the med scan method. And if you know your birth time and you'd like to explore the idea of a personalized wellness reading, I'll link that in the show notes. You can sign up ready for when readings are back open in the first week of December. It's weird to me how some people think it's weird to listen to and care about your body. We're so precise with things like feeding babies. We talk about the amounts of food in ounces. And then it's like at some point in life, it no longer is important to make sure that you're getting enough. Suddenly it's just like eat breakfast, lunch, dinner. And that's kind of it. That's you done, fed and watered. I don't know why this happens. It's not like suddenly you live a life with a body that has no requirements anymore. It actually has really specific requirements in the form of fuel in order to work. Proper heart rhythm is reliant on adequate intake of four minerals: calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium. So let that sink in. The heart needs sodium. The heart needs salt. And I imagine that at some point you've maybe purposely lowered salt. I've done that too. But the body never grows to need less of these minerals. Think about it logically. We get bigger. We become more active. We use our brain more. We literally require so much more nutrient intake than when we were a baby. Yet somehow you think grabbing toast or a pastry on the fly is good for breakfast alongside a coffee, when there's actually zero consideration for what that offers in the form of support in the body. So the return of medical astrology, which is growing in popularity now, is perfectly timed as we go through an evolutionary shift as a group, as mankind. And I'm seeing and hearing more and more that people are experiencing symptoms that are horrendous, like life-altering and some even debilitating, that when a doctor comes back and says your lab work is normal, it's infuriating. Medical astrology has a really impressive and legendary past. There are ancient scholars and medieval medics and physicians in the Renaissance era. They used astrology where the zodiac signs and the signs ruling planets are associated with various body parts, physiological functions, and even emotional tendencies. In addition, the signs and planets also have connection with different nutrients, vitamins, and minerals. And it's not about using this information as a sole method of diagnosis or treatment. It's really a complement to where modern medicine is. And as proof, you can confirm this by taking a test and seeing how the findings relate to a medical astrology reading. This is a great way to make sure and to kind of blow your mind that you discover how closely connected they really are. So during this episode, if there is a test as an option, I'll mention it and link it below. So the wellness of the week actually changed yesterday. Venus entered Libra Wednesday, 8th of November, and this points to authentic Venus things due to it being in a sign that it rules. Venus in Libra is the epitome of kidney things, and there's a lot of kidney things that vary from person to person. But the main thing showing up this week is adrenal renewal. Not adrenal fatigue, but adrenal renewal. And maybe the need for a kidney flush or cleanse. Natural ways to support your kidney are things like apple cider vinegar. Diluting a tablespoon in some water is said to balance blood sugar and help the kidneys in flushing out toxins. Watermelon is another potential kidney ally, with its ability to help increase the flow of urine without straining the kidneys, like an over-the-counter diuretic or some caffeine would. And on the subject of diuretics, basil, is said to be a natural version. So I guess this week, put some ACV cleansing shots and the ingredients for a chopped basil watermelon fruit bowl with maybe a squeeze of lemon. Put all of those on your grocery list. And of course, as always, this is not nutritional advice. Be sure to check with your doctor before making any drastic changes to your diet. The classic key, the all-time telltale sign in tapping into what your kidneys are doing, is the color of your urine. If it's dark, your body may be dehydrated. And at the same time, the goal isn't to have everything crystal clear. If you pass water that looks like water, that's not ideal. You could be low on essential nutrients like sodium or potassium, which both work in this harmonious way to keep your body's fluid level in balance. You can get overhydrated with too much water intake that has not enough minerals. And most people only know of dehydration, but overhydration definitely exists too. If the kidneys struggle and you have an imbalance of water, you feel so terrible. It's like hitting a wall. You have zero energy. You feel either all puffy and sluggish, or the opposite end of the spectrum, you feel dry with like cracked lips. You absolutely can drink both not enough and too much water. You can go into overhydration, and to bring it back to Venus and the kidneys with its movement into Libra yesterday, this week is about finding balance in hydration. And in every wellness episode that mentions hydration, I have to mention the hydration supplement that I love using. It's called LMNT, or Element, depending on how you like to say it. And I love that I receive emails from this company with almost like lessons on hydration. Some of the most recent emails have been about the importance of electrolytes for heart health. And another one was understanding sweat rate and sodium levels. But the product itself has zero nasty additives in it, which often put me in the emergency room from things in the past when I would have like allergic reactions to things like sodium benzoate. And that stuff doesn't show up on any tests. So when I found this brand, I tried them out and I vowed to try and share this anybody and everybody who needs it, because it's such a well thought out supplement that helped me during the times of being so sick and, you know, going through that situation, getting told my labs were normal or that I was a little bit dehydrated or a little bit overhydrated. This fixed that so instantly alongside reduced water retention. And so, yeah, I'll link that in the show notes if you do use my link, which you're not obliged to, but if you do, you'll get a free pack and so will I. This is actually a great point to mention that you can take a test, if testing is something you're open to test your electrolytes. You can get a self-ordered blood test called a comprehensive metabolic panel, or a CMP for short. You can get this done from a lab such as Quest Labs. You can go on their online website and order that, or from another place called walkinlabs.com. I'll make sure to name those both in the show notes. And this test costs around $40. It's a quick blood test, and then you'll have the results of your sodium, potassium, and calcium levels sent to your phone, to your email, within 24 to 48 hours. This is pivotal. Checking your electrolytes is something I think everybody should be encouraged to do, because hydration levels are so important and it's something that we get so very wrong. Doing this yourself, for yourself, by yourself is easy. It's a lot more cost effective than the hospital, and it can give you some answers that sometimes doctors cannot. So Venus into Libra isn't the only sign change this week. There's also Mercury moving into Sagittarius. Now, Sagittarius rules the hip, thigh, and the butt area. And interestingly, people who have your planet placements, the personal ones, like your Sun, Moon, Rising, Venus, or Mars in Sagittarius, often have prominent hips, thighs, or butt, or you just have something interesting going on in that area. Mercury moving through this sign, where Mercury is the nervous system, means looking at the nerves in the hip, thigh, and pelvic region. So sciatic problems could be a thing for you this week, that lower lumbar sharpness that moves down one leg. And it could require some extra focus on hip opening exercises and glute stretching and strengthening. So whether yoga or just rolling around at home doing your own kind of mobility work, consider looking up pigeon pose or glute stretches, as those could be the most beneficial kind of movements for tight sciatic issues this week. A hard aspect between Mercury and Saturn that shows up could indicate stomach upset, and the sentimental reason that this could arise seems to be because of some information that you do or don't receive. You feel initially that this information or lack of holds you back, and as a result, some stomach upset from stress is a possibility. Also with the stomach realm is the matter of gut flora. This is basically all the little bacteria and microorganisms that live in the digestive tract and help or hinder the process of digestion. It's said that Mercury in hard aspect to Saturn can indicate an imbalance of this flora, maybe a lack of the good guys and an overgrowth of the not so good guys. And this could lead to all kinds of nutrient deficiencies, especially vitamin K, which usually comes with the symptom of easy bruising. Another harsh aspect on the wellness astrology wheel this week is Mars in Scorpio opposite Uranus, which is currently retrograde in Taurus. This is more like accidents. This is more like surgery or needing surgery, and it's also stress-related things. This could be burn related to, or there could be an issue with low sodium levels, and this is all because of mishaps and problems that happen due to stress. Short-term stress in itself, acute onset stress, the sudden kind, tends to increase the amount of sodium released in the urine, and that just works to set all the other minerals off balance. So even more reason to explore hydration drinks and supplements, because yeah, if you are kind of under stress on a quick, sharp basis, if you get stress out of nowhere this week, your body could waste sodium and start to swell or just get puffy from the imbalance. Not to mention the brain fog that happens with these imbalances too. Actually, brain fog and confusion, like forgetting what you were doing or just feeling mentally spaced out, can often be traced back to a deficiency. Lack of potassium can affect normal electrical activity occurring in your brain and may make you suffer from brain fog as a result. Low sugar levels affect neurotransmitters, and low sodium can cause brain swelling, and as the skull bones don't stretch, this can be particularly dangerous and impact the cognitive function. There's the biochemical process too when it comes to sodium, and it's said that when you are under shock or sudden unexpected stress, the adrenals can become exhausted, which is something that also upsets sodium balance. So again, emphasizing the importance of the main hydration minerals this week, use any tried and tested hydration support that you've experienced that you know works for you. If you're looking for new things to try in the hydration world, check out the show notes for the supplement I recommend. And if you want to make your own adrenal cocktail or your own hydration drink, like a homemade Gatorade, you can mix a cup of coconut water, a cup of drinking water, a squeeze of lemon or lime, or however much you like to your taste, or both, and then anywhere between an eighth to a quarter teaspoon of salt. Shake it up, chill it in the fridge, and it's a solid mix of water, sodium and potassium that delivers hydration to the cells effortlessly. This week, stress could really show up all over the body, and it could also exacerbate existing conditions, especially those with varicose veins, lightheadedness and loss of appetite. And if you have a menstrual cycle this week, there's some suggestion here that your nourishment isn't quite aligned. And if you haven't heard of eating based on your cycle, I highly recommend looking into it. It turns out that your body is deficient in particular things at specific points of the cycle. So if you know where you are and you know what you need more of, settling your own symptoms through food as medicine is so rewarding. On the mention of reproductive abilities, and this applies to all signs, any kind of fertility-based situation may be a bit of a disruption this week. That could be an unplanned pregnancy, it could be trouble planning a pregnancy, or even an indicator of some extra TLC needed by those who are postpartum. Matters of those natures could show up. The new moon in Scorpio this week signifies a breakthrough, and this could be so massively positive if you've been suffering sickness. This could spell a breakthrough in that area towards a new cycle, which may mean, you know, kicking the sickness or improving significantly. It could be getting a final diagnosis. It could be planning a surgery or some kind of similarly restorative medical development in your experience. And as said earlier this week's episode, I'm introducing individualized outlooks. This is taking a look at each zodiac sign through a wellness astrology lens and sharing what these aspects say specialized to your sign. All signs are timestamped below in the show notes for your convenience. Aries, you are usually the most nutrition conscious in your family, or you're the one with the most refined tastes, at least. You know the importance of a balanced diet. You're not adverse to making sure that you're well supplemented by vitamins, and you know how important it is to meet your dietary needs. Having your meals at regular, almost fixed times works best for you, and you must be sure to make sure you're not neglecting your nutrition or actually neglecting your posture while you're eating. Be sure to sit in a chair that makes you sit up straight, and when you're standing, check that you are standing with a straight back. This week, some sciatic issues may show up from sitting or standing too long, and any hip discomfort from repetitive positions needs attention. Stretching, Pilates, and yoga are all helpful this week, or even consider putting a pillow under your knees in bed before you go to sleep to help release the built-up tension in your back. Taurus, you have a low tolerance for food that's poorly prepared, and because of that, it could take a lot for you to try new foods, because if it's not done well, it's going to ruin your experience. Potatoes are extra important in your diet in one way or another. It's because they are ruled by Venus, which is your ruling planet. This week is about making sure that you drink enough water. This is vital. It helps with digestion by washing excess waste out of your system. So learning to balance fluid intake with food and making sure you get a full spectrum of electrolytes all this time while Uranus is in your sign between now and 2025 are great things for you to explore and places for you to start with your wellness this week. Gemini, having a drink that complements the meal is almost a necessity for your sign. And on top of that, you could actually be quite green-fingered. So if you were to try your hand at growing food, you may find a hidden talent there. You eat when you feel like it. And when you get hungry, you'll not be able to think straight until you eat something. Focus your attention more on your diet this week, as you may just automatically assume that you're getting what you need from what you eat, but overlooking something without realizing. A mineral deficiency can then creep up on you without any kind of warning, and this week may be difficult, specifically fitting in a variety of foods with a much lesser appetite. So try using protein shakes and similar to boost your nutrients when you don't have time or the desire to eat much this week. Cancer, when you prepare food, you like everyone else to stay out of the kitchen, and that is just how it should always be. One of the power cooks of the zodiac, for you, things like olives, rice, and foods grown on vines, things like squash, are great for you to work with. This week, though, your adrenal glands are most under pressure from changing goalposts and very, very tight deadlines. Consider making sure that you're getting enough vitamin B this week. All of the vitamin Bs, the whole entire complex. Not only do your adrenal glands require B vitamins in order to do their job, but stress actually causes your body to use them up at a quicker rate than normal. This means that when you're under stress, especially this week, you'll need extra B vitamins, and that could be the main dynamic for you to focus on. Leo, your tastes are particular in that you like what you like and you want to enjoy what it is that you have. Virgo being in your second house can give you a kind of perfectionist or fussy taste when it comes to food. Things like honey and grains can satisfy your taste, and actually it's your taste, what you feel like having and what you fancy, that is the best, most perfect, intuitive indicator of what is right for you to eat. If something doesn't taste good or it sounds gross, then don't eat it. You are rebuilding positive health habits. You've been through hurdles of wellness changes over the last decade, and now you could have a solid idea of what is right for your body and what is not. This week particularly, focusing on your gut flora is ideal, which supports the rebuilding of your digestive system, which has undergone change. Your health is going through this level up, and a strong digestive system starts with balanced microorganisms. Consider more fermented foods this week and healthy probiotic yogurts if they are right for you. Virgo, you like to experiment with new and sometimes rather cool or wild dishes. You are budget conscious, so it's important for you to get quality food at a good value when it comes to, you know, food as an investment. Sweets can sometimes be a problem, but fruit is a great way to satisfy that. And you generally choose your diet wisely, and you have a good connection with food as a source of fuel. But this week requires a focus on balancing your nutritional approach with adequate physical activity, so things like stretching and movement, but doing all of this in private at home. This is the season of the common cold, and you may be prone to catch what's going around, so stay home, spend less time in public, stretch and work out in your private space, and enjoy comfy meals in your own company. Libra, you prefer to just eat when the mood strikes, and you may enjoy a little bit of alcohol here and there. You may be diet conscious with your choices and have some very definite likes and dislikes that you prefer to stick to. Balance is essential in your diet, and you should balance solid food with liquid, especially this week. Your body uses water while it's digesting, so making sure to put that back in can be very helpful. Choose water over alcohol while eating and save, you know, the fun stuff until after. Make a conscious effort this week to sip water with your meals. And contrary to what is said everywhere else, drinking a little bit of water with food truly helps the process of digestion. Scorpio, you can be a kind of hit and run eater, and you may feel better just eating when you're hungry rather than scheduling specific times each day to eat. You do well with hot food, and if it's to your taste, your body can actually handle spicy food more than any other sign. Protein is important for you, as are foods with good iron levels. You may not really enjoy cooking, and you may even have a tendency to burn things if your attention is elsewhere, which makes meal prepping your best friend, literally. And that's not with the idea of setting out your meals in a boring way. It's kind of more like having a fridge full of chopped, cooked veggies already prepped, so you can quickly put together wraps and sandwiches or whatever it is you're making, eat, and then get on with your day. This week is a great week to plan the kind of dishes that you could prep that give you both a stable diet and some freedom. The North Node moving through your sixth house, which is a new understanding of wellness, from confident self-assertion to caring for your body in a new, efficient way. You are all about experimenting with prepping a variety of things that you can grab on the go. And with the new moon in your sign, consider a cleanse too. If you have one in mind, or one you usually do, then stick to that, stick to what you know. But if not, make sure to thoroughly check that you can and should be doing a cleanse with a health professional first. Sagittarius, eating slowly is something that your sign should always be taught. Your digestive system, your wellness section of the chart, it falls under the sign of Taurus, which works better at a slower pace. Don't rush eating, don't scoff things down fast, and make sure you chew for like a really, really long time. Not only does this allow you to savor what you're eating, but it supports your digestion this way. You won't necessarily be very picky about food. It's just that well-prepared dishes of all kinds of tastes are the most appealing to you. You are one of the two signs that may have a strong sweet tooth. That's you and Taurus. You hold that title. And it's actually said in wellness astrology that for Sagittarius, if you watch your diet, if you monitor your intake, if you handle any areas where there's a matter of excess at play, taking care of all of that, you may actually go on to live longer than any of the other signs. You could have a taste for mushrooms or pickles or ice cream and quite enjoy flavors from other countries. This week it's important to not let stress pull you out of any positive habits and behaviors that you've been building. Anger from stress needs an outlet this week so that it doesn't turn inwards, and things like boxercise, boxing workouts or similar are very, very helpful. There's actually a somatic exercise to channel anger, which really just combines the sensation and emotion with a physical outlet to lessen its impact inside the body. Find a wall, like a thick brick or concrete wall, and put your palms shoulder height flat on the wall in front of you, as though you're about to do like a press up or something. And then you're going to try and push the wall with all of your might, with all of your anger, while thinking or feeling about the things that got you into that state of mind. You obviously understand that the wall is not going to move. This is just a way of channeling that specific energy out of your body through the pressure and push. Keeping your cool is necessary for inner peace and general wellness. So remember that and try to use this tactic this week. Capricorn, your best eating rhythm is just to snack. This fits with your on-the-go lifestyle, and even though you like to cook a nice big meal, it's more so that you do it for other people. You enjoy preparing food for other people, but when it comes to yourself, you'll just pick at things or you'll eat out. Your life has changed a full 180 degrees over the last decade. You've been through the most changes of all signs. So this week, yoga and stretching as an ode to the new life that you've built, to reaching some pretty awesome goals, is a gentle way to handle any hip pains, sciatic tension and stiff legs that have come from you doing everything yourself. Aquarius, you love good quality food and group meal times. Your tastes in food tend to lean towards the traditional dishes that you're used to, and you may enjoy recreating recipes that have been handed down through the family, like grandma's version of something, or you'll enjoy eating the way that your family ate while you were growing up. Your wellness changes every 2.5 days, thanks to your wellness ruler being the moon, and it moves so fast through all of the signs. This week's main priorities based on that moon's movement for you could be hydration, cleansing, and then stretching, in that order. Any kind of coffee enema or caffeine detox or a lymphatic massage, those could be helpful this week, especially when you're facing stress from work that could suddenly show up and throw your nervous system off balance. Pisces, well-cooked, hot food served in warm surroundings, like outside in the sun. These are all great things for your body. You put on great group dinners yourself with a huge variety of foods, and others often love when you cook and it's you putting on the spread. Make sure to get plenty of exercise for good health, especially after a heavy meal. You could benefit from taking a walk after dinner, particularly this week when stresses are ever so slightly higher. And if you don't get enough exercise, you could feel sluggish. You could suffer a slower moving metabolism, which leads to the buildup of waste in the body. That tends to turn into aches and pains in places that seem borderline unexplainable, or they come and go as if without any kind of rhythm, and it makes it much more obvious to you this week than ever before that you need to make some wellness changes. So start by getting your metabolism moving after you eat. That's it for this week's episode. The regular weekly horoscope is on Sunday, and next week's wellness episode on Thursday. Follow the show to stay up to date.